Edmund Ivor's downtown offices were sleek, modern, expensively decorated, as was the man himself. A small, immaculate man with a closely trimmed salt-and-pepper beard and a navy blue pinstripe suit that would have set Kovac back a month's pay. A subtly striped shirt, a purple tie, and pocket square. Kovac never trusted a guy with a matching pocket square. They always thought too much of themselves. The shoes were probably handmade by blind monks in the Italian Alps. Kovac took one look at him and thought, asshole. Ivor's met him in the reception area with a too friendly smile and a strong shake with a soft hand. This was the kind of guy who got manicures every week. Detective, Ivor said, I'm glad I was able to get hold of you.
Why is that? Kovac asked. Most people try to avoid me.
I wanted to be able to put to rest any suspicion you might have regarding David.
Kovac raised a brow. You're tight, you and Dave?
Ivor smiled like a politician. I've known David for a couple of years. He's a nice man. Couldn't possibly do anything along the lines of what happened to his wife last night.
He was with you?
Yes. We met for drinks in the lobby bar of the Marquette, seven-ish.
How did he seem? Nervous, anxious, relaxed?
He seemed perfectly normal.
Did he say anything about his wife?
Not that I recall. We were discussing business. Ivor's gestured toward a hall. Let's go into my office, detective. We can be comfortable.
Is there anything I can get you? Water? A soft drink?
I'd offer you coffee, but I'm completely inept at making it. If it weren't for my staff, I would have to take up drinking tea. I can manage to boil water, but that's about it.
Nothing for me, thanks.
The office at the end of the hall had a stunning view of the city. Two walls of floor-to-ceiling glass. There was a huge Art Deco-style mahogany desk and a visitor's chair with a woman in it. Kovac gave her the once-over. Ginny Bird, he presumed. Another preemptive strike. He liked this less and less. It was a setup, and so obvious they had to think he was as dumb as a post. She didn't look like she would hold up to much. She was petite, thin, really, except for the store-bought breasts. Attractive, but in a way that didn't appeal to him. It wasn't any one thing. She was dressed well, in camel slacks and a rust-colored silk blouse. She was nicely made up. But there was something about her that made him think cheap. Something in the gaunt hollows of her long face, the shape and set of her eyes, the limp blonde hair shagged off at shoulder length. Or maybe it was just that Kovac had taken an instant hatred to her because he had it in his head that this was the woman David Moore had been screwing while his wife was lying in a hospital bed. Detective Kovac, Ivor said, this is Ginny Bird. Ginny was there last night.
Ms. Bird?
The woman didn't move other than to offer Kovac a limp hand when he reached out to her. She didn't want to be here, and she certainly didn't want anything to do with a police detective. The end of her nose was red, as if she had a cold or had been crying. Junkie, Kovac thought. The pallor, the thinness. That was it, he thought. She looked like a junkie whore, someone who tried to pass off as something better, something legitimate.
So the three of you were out on the town until 2 in the morning, Kovac said. That's a long evening.